The U.S. government estimates that at least 1.3 million runaway and homeless children are living on the streets any given day. Many are at risk to become child prostitutes in order to get the money to survive. And that explains why a shelter home in Los Angeles is trying to offer a substitute family for kids who can't go home. Reporter Gloria Hillard visited that shelter.
It's a pretty typical teenager's bedroom. The bed's unmade, there are school books on the floor, and a dozen wide-eyed stuffed animals, mostly Tweety Birds, staring back at you.
Tweety Bird was my favorite cartoon character, and I love Tweety Bird. I have a Valentine's one. I have a pink one.
In this room, Faye, we're not using any of the girls' real names in this story, can feel like a kid again. Faye was 13 when she arrived from New York. At an age when most girls are thinking about a first kiss, Faye was selling her body to strangers. She has blue-gray eyes, matching sweats, and unconsciously twists her hair into a bun when she talks about that time.
I was on the street walking because I ran away from home and because I got tired of being abused, and 20 minutes after that I was doing a trick. I don't know, I didn't have any feelings for nobody, for myself, for anything.
It's a story Lois Lee, the founder of Children of the Night, has heard too many times, and the stories behind those stories.
Almost every child that I've worked with was sexually abused first at home, and at age 11, 12, or 13, when they can run away, they do.
Lee is a seen-it-all, straight-talking baby boomer with shoulder-length hair and a smile that's reserved mostly for her kids. There are 12 girls living here now. They can stay here until they're 18. They are not wards of the court. They've come here voluntarily, most by calling the shelter's hotline. And Lee gets calls from men and women in law enforcement who say,
they have no place to put these kids and their hearts go out to them.
Lee ran a drop-in center in Hollywood before opening this shelter home. In the last 24 years, she has rescued hundreds of children from the streets and what she calls society's indifference.
There's a denial, really, to recognize that, you know, trafficking of children for purposes of prostitution goes on right here in America. It goes on from state to state.
While statistics are hard to come by, most agencies estimate the number of child prostitutes in this country to be around 300,000. Cass was 14, a runaway living on and then working the streets of Las Vegas when she came here.
I was like 90 pounds, very small, very scared. I was gothic. I had like black hair and white painted face.
Today she has blonde pigtails and a freshly scrubbed face. This has been her home for 3 years. In the backyard, she's helped to plant an herb garden. There's basil, rosemary.
And I get to watch things grow, you know, which is kind of cool.
Lois Lee sees the children here in much the same way, growing and blossoming. They attend a certified on-site school staffed with two teachers.
This sentence after says that Estella would soon become like Miss Heavenchamp, comma.
Upstairs, Lee and her staff are going over the new flyers with the shelter's hotline. They'll be placed in truck stops, on bus benches, where boys and girls on the street are likely to see them.
Where's my tired of turning tricks, pimps don't care we do? That's the one I'm looking for.
Downstairs, there's a birthday party, giggling girls with chocolate cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Birthday parties, a room of their own. Faye says a couple of years ago, on the streets of New York, she couldn't dream of a place like this.
Well, what can I don't know. You can't say thank you because thank you isn't enough.
There are 12 balloons at this party, one for each girl, representing a wish. Faye's is to go to college. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard in Los Angeles.